Tonight is entitled A Reason to Be Thankful. Out of Colossians, amen, the book of Colossians, chapter 1, 1 through 6. So give me one reason on why you're thankful, Ruby. Amen. Husband and son. What are you thankful for, Andrea? Salvation. Mia, what are you thankful for, ma'am? Nia, what are you thankful for? Education. Ma'am, what are you thankful for? God's mercy and grace. Sam, what are you thankful for? Life, home. Elizabeth, what are you thankful for? Family. Declara las gracias. For everything that God has done for me. Declara las gracias. For health and his job. What are you thankful for? His grace and mercy. What are you thankful for? His kindness. Can I tell you, every single one of us have something that we are thankful for. And we should be able, there should be many of things that we are thankful for. Amen. That's the mercy, the grace of God. I'm thankful for my salvation, folks. Because I don't deserve it. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and just start it off. Amen. So that we can kind of bring down the tension. There's an illustration. Amen. As I was looking for an illustration, the illustration is called Thanksgiving Humor. Amen. Listen along. A lady purchased a parrot whose previous owner had taught him profanity and decided that she would reform him. The parrot learned a number of Christian words and Bible verses to replace the cuss words. However, the owner caught him cussing one day and grabbed him and said, "I'll teach you a lesson to never talk like that ever again." So she put him in the deep freezer and slammed the door. A few minutes later, the owner took the parrot out of the freezer and asked, "Have you learned your lesson now?" The little bird shivered and replied, "Yes, ma'am." After a couple months, the lesson was forgotten, and the little parrot was caught saying cuss words again. The owner returned him to the freezer and left him in there for a long time. The little parrot almost froze to death. The owner took the bird back to his cage to let him thaw out. When he began to move a little bit, she asked him again, "Did you learn your lesson this time, Buster?" The parrot said, "Yes, ma'am. I sure did." Then he just sat there in the cage quietly for a few more minutes, shivering and thinking about what just happened to him. Then the parrot looked at his owner and said, "Ma'am, may I ask you a serious question?" The owner answered, "Yes, you may." The parrot thought for a moment and then said, "I thought I knew all the bad words that were in the world, but just exactly what did the turkey say?" He's froze. Amen. You'll get it later. We'll get it later. Amen. Glory to God. The book of Colossians 1 through 6. The word of God says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which I heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also amongst you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we come to you tonight, believing you, God. God, that we can give you thanks, glory, and honor tonight. We exalt. Let your name tonight be glorified in Jesus' name. And all God's people said. See, Thanksgiving Day, it gets overshadowed by, the other holidays, the store aisles, the porch decorations, and people's priorities. Before you saw anything about Thanksgiving, a couple months ago, you already started seeing things about Christmas. And then all of a sudden, you started seeing some fall decorations. Thinking about what this day is, it will help you and I to be able to be reminded of the importance of just doing one thing, and that is to give God thanks. Can I tell you, it's supposed to be a more than one day. But, we've taken this opportunity to be able to say thank you. 1 Chronicles 16:34, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. See, the meaning of Thanksgiving has seemed to be lost, over the years. We know that it was begun, in 1621 by the pilgrims. It has been told that by many of people that the pilgrims were just giving thanks. They did this as a sign to be able to give thanks, to the natives for the help that they were given. Tonight, you and I know that the first Thanksgiving was a time. It was a time to be able to give thanks to our Almighty God. In our text, Paul is giving thanks, for the works, for the work that is being done there in the city of Colossae. As you and I look at Paul and see the Thanksgiving and consider tonight, you and I can find ourselves during, this season and find a reason tonight to also be thankful this Thanksgiving Day. So what is the reason tonight? There's an illustration. It says, I heard of a fellow who wished to sell his home. He called his realtor and said, I want to put my home for sale. Sell it as quickly as possible. I'm tired of this old place. The agent said, tell me some things about your home so that I can put it in the market. The man told him of how many rooms the house had. And that it was carpeted. There were expensive shrubs, in the yard. He told about some fruit trees in the backyard and many other advantages. He described the house in a very detailed manner. When he finished, the realtor said, I'll read it back to you, and you tell me what you think. The listing read about a beautiful three-bedroom house with two baths, a lawn that is full of green grass, fruit trees, in the backyard, a new roof, central air conditioning, and a remodeled carport for two cars. He kept on reading until the owner stopped him and said, wait a minute, stop. The house is not for sale, or that house is not for sale. All my life, I've been wanting a place just like that. But I didn't realize that I had it until now. See, Paul, he says to give thanks. He says, give thanks for the faith that the Colossians have. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. The New Living Translation says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. The CEB says, it is the proof of what we don't see. The CJB says, trusting is being confident of what we hold for, convinced about things that we do not see. See, faith always has an object on what, you and I are to believe in. Paul, he mentions that he was very thankful that the Colossian church had a strong faith. Can I tell you, you and I can believe in many things, but Paul, he thanks the church because, their faith was established in Jesus Christ. You and I tonight, we can be thankful, and we can give thanks also for the assurance, that you and I, as Miss Ava said, for the grace and mercy, the assurance that you and I have been forgiven. That Jesus Christ is moving powerfully in our lives. That Jesus Christ, is with us, and that he hears our prayers. See, faith, is God-given. It is a gift of God. God, hasn't stopped. He is still giving, and he is still moving. He is still saving people's lives today. In verse 4, he says, thanked God for the love that the Colossians have. See, when you and I have faith in Christ, how many know that we have love for others? Tonight, you and I, have and can have many reasons on why we can be thankful. On why we can be thankful, of the love that God has shown each and every one of us. Can I tell you, we don't always deserve to be loved, but God still loves us. We don't always deserve, to be, there under his grace and mercy, but yet he still gives it to us each and every day as it is renewed daily. See, we can give thanks, for the love of our families, the love of our brothers and sisters, the love of our parents. the love of our spouses. This is, amen, this is a love that never fails or fades. We can give thanks for the love of a church. A church, amen, that always has its arms open. A place where you and I can rejoice when you rejoice. A place that, amen, when you need a shoulder to lean on, your brother and sister are not too far out. A place that when you are weak, that you can draw strength, amen, in times when you need it most. We can be there for one another in good times, but also in bad. See, verse 5 and 6 tells you and I, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also amongst you since the day that you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. See, Paul, amen, he gives thanks for the hope that is in people's lives. The hope, amen, of Christians is not based on a chance or even an unknown. A hope is placed entirely upon one thing. It is placed, folks, upon the promises of God. We can give thanks tonight for a hope that is in reality waiting to happen. See, our hope in Christ, our hope is in Christ that he came down from heaven and he fulfilled the law. He lived a sinless life. He paid a penalty for our sins. For you and I. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He rose again. You and I tonight, we can give thanks for the fruit that the gospel message has laid and given to us daily. See, people tonight, they are getting saved. People tonight are being changed. Marriages are being brought, amen, back together. Prison doors, amen, are being opened. Shackles, amen, are falling off. People are no longer bound, but free. Because God is doing miracles in people's lives. He is in the work of saving lives. And because of that, Paul says, we can be thankful. For the love, we can be thankful. For the faith, we can be thankful. Amen. For the hope, amen. Not in our assurance, but in the assurance that you and I, amen, are there in God's hands. See, if tonight, if you're not saved, there is still hope for you. You can tonight be forgiven. You can have peace. You can have joy. You can have, amen, the gift of eternal life. That's what you can have for all your life. It is available to you tonight. Because that is what Jesus is able to give you. If you're not saved, the most important thing in our lives, on what you and I can be thankful for, is for that gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he so believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Everything else that we get from now until eternity is just an added bonus that God allows you and I to partake of. Everything else that you and I are able to enjoy is just, it's like that additive that you put, when your gas is going bad, you got gas, but that additive makes that gas better. That's what we have in Christ. Our lives become not better, but great. Awesome. Fantastic. And we can put many other adjectives beside it. We get it because of one thing. Because of the saving, grace that Christ has offered you and I tonight. And that is why tonight, if anything that we take from tonight's message, we can take that we can be thankful for our salvation. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, maybe you're here in this place and you're not saved. Maybe you're here in this place and you're not right with God. Can I tell you that Jesus loves you? That Christ loves you. His hand is stretched out for you. His love wants to embrace you. He wants to give and place hope where there was once many other things that are not good for you and I. Tonight, Jesus wants to touch your life. Maybe you're here in this place and you have never surrendered your life to Jesus. You have never given your heart to the Lord. You're saying to yourself, what is this? This is salvation. You can't purchase it. You cannot obtain it any other way. The Bible says that for all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is as you and I now accept Jesus Christ into our lives that the Bible says that we are saved. The Bible says if you believe, now you have a right to be called sons and daughters of God. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place and you're not right with God. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. What are you waiting for? Lift up your hand. Quickly, lift up your hand. Quickly, lift up your hand. Amen. If you're not saved, maybe you're backslidden. At one point, you gave your life to Christ. But the affairs of this world came in and just it took away the seed that was planted. You made choices upon yourself, and today you are far away from the decision that you made at the point where you made it. But tonight, you want to give your life back to Jesus. Would that be you tonight? Would that be you? You're backslidden in your heart, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer. God is there. Paul says, I give thanks. He's giving thanks for everything that God is doing upon people's lives. Can I tell you, that's a reason to be thankful. Amen. Anybody here tonight, you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, or you're backslidden in your heart, would you lift up your hand? All I want to do is pray for you. Amen. Won't you come? Anybody else? Andrea? You want to come and pray for her? God wants to do a miracle tonight. That's the greatest miracle that you and I can ever have. It's the gift of eternal life. Would that be you tonight? I'm not going to hold this any longer. Amen. Church, as we open up the altar, amen. What are we thankful for? Can we have a reason? Above all these things, can you and I tonight have a reason on why we are thankful? Maybe you have many of reasons. Maybe there are many of things. I'm going to open up the altar. You come to the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. You come and express those things to God. You come tonight, allow God to help you. Allow God, amen, to move upon your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, touch her. Father, you move powerfully, mightily, God. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you are doing, God.